Well, having been passed in the House of Assembly, the next hurdle for the Remote Employment Bill 2020 is the Senate. That's the bill under which this country is issuing the 12-month Barbados welcome stamp to visitors, with the objective of luring long-stay visitors back to the country after the severe blow that the COVID-19 pandemic has dealt the local tourist industry. One to which Prime Minister Mia Motley says we must respond.
The shadow of the economic implosion is long, and we need now to start to shorten it. And we shorten it by recognizing that short-stay tourism will not do for us what it normally does.
So bleak is the economic picture, she says, that this outreach to the world is absolutely necessary at this time.
Income and revenue in the first 2 months of the year, as I told you, was down by 31% in terms of revenue and expenditure up by 21%. And even though we know these things, it is a different thing to experience it, because the sight of people not working and not working for weeks upon weeks, even when they're getting unemployment benefit. We know unemployment benefit doesn't give them the full amount, it gives them 60%. And therefore, our duty is to get people working as soon as possible. And this is but one of the programs. We hope that there will be an aggressive outreach regionally in terms of our tourism as well. We hope that we will also have aggressive outreaches for other forms of long-stay tourism. And what are the other forms of long-stay tourism? Students and ultimately medical tourism.
The plan is that the welcome stamp should start from August 1st.
Mr. Speaker, the fee for it in the case of Barbados currency is $4,000 for an individual, or $2,000 as we've been speaking, because most people will view it in terms of an international denominated currency.
And there was also a reminder from the Prime Minister of Barbados' reputation for caring and empathy.
We are not better than anybody else, but nobody else is better than us as Bajans.
She warns against discrimination.
Against that background, Mr. Speaker, I want to say that we welcome all. And those who, in their exuberance, who may otherwise have wanted to communicate something else to the world, that is not who we are. Let us not get tied up. We've been welcoming people both here for centuries and decades of all types. And now is not the time for us to start to bring out parts of our culture or parts of our heart that are not really reflective of who Barbados is. That's not Barbados.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley is concerned, though. His worry is about whether the welcome stamp is opening the back door to same-sex couples coming here to live together, even though it is against the law of the land.
The Honourable Prime Minister said that this is not the Barbados way, that we do not discriminate. I am re-emphasizing that I understood that to mean with reference to country of origin, etc. I am further saying, in light of the speech of the Honourable Member St. Peter, I am now widening my understanding of that anti-discriminatory position to include people who are social partners, perhaps of the same sex, and who under this legislation will constitute a family.
Home Affairs Minister Edmund Hinkson, who has responsibility for immigration, gave this emphatic response.
I am saying, sir, and I want to make it fundamentally clear that this bill before Parliament does nothing whatsoever to undermine the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman, sir. But I am saying, sir, that one of the three greatest men of the last 120 years said that South Africa cannot discriminate against people on the basis of sexual preference, and at the same time say that apartheid was wrong.
Home Affairs Minister Edmund Hinkson. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.